Welcome. This is Lauren Brownstein, and you are listening to the Small and Mighty Fundraising Minute. I'll be sharing some quick hits of inspiration and information to help you and your organization thrive. If you want more tips and tools, please go to pitchconsulting.com, that's PITCHconsulting.com, to join the Small and Mighty membership program. Today, I shared one of my favorite quotes with a colleague of mine. I said, "Don't let the perfect be the enemy of the good." I wish I could credit whoever said that quote originally. I don't know, but I want to talk about what that means. Sometimes we work so hard to find the perfect solution that we miss out on great opportunities. We are looking for the perfect board chair for our organization. We want to write the perfect talking points. We want to plan the perfect event. We want to write the perfect proposal. And when we do that, we end up avoiding opportunities or letting opportunities pass by that could be really great, even if they're not perfect. So for example, maybe you don't have the perfect board chair candidate, or you don't have the perfect potential board member, but you have someone who's really good and really committed and can be trained in certain areas so that their skills will improve. Maybe you don't have your talking points just perfect, exactly the way you want them, but you have an opportunity to meet with a potential donor, and you shouldn't avoid that opportunity just because you don't have your talking points absolutely perfect. It's hard to find a balance here, and this is a balancing act. And I am a person who loves to plan, and I like to plan, and get things as perfect as I can. And I think that's particularly true for any written materials that your organization is sending out. You don't want those to have, you know, silly mistakes in them. But sometimes when you're trying to get things so perfect, it's not really about excellence anymore. It's about control, and it's about fear, and it's about being afraid of things not going exactly the way you want them to. So my advice is, don't let the perfect be the enemy of the good, and ask yourself if you need to find some more balance in this balancing act, and maybe even find an accountability partner, a trusted colleague who you can turn to say, "Hey, tell me how I'm doing on this. I'm trying to work on it. Did I work too hard to make such and such perfect, and did I miss out on an opportunity?" So if you have examples of how to do this, how to be better at it, please share them with me, because I'd love to hear them. Thank you so much for listening. I really appreciate it. If you are not already a subscriber, I encourage you to please subscribe to this podcast. The more subscribers we have, the more people will hear about it. And please head over to pitchconsulting.com for more ideas, inspiration, free tips, and information about the Small and Mighty membership program, which has incredible resources for small to mid-sized nonprofits or nonprofits of any size. Thanks.